questions and we'll call on you. Nick?
Hey, Tori. How do you feel like you guys are positioned to be down a man with Caleb? It seems like it probably shouldn't be too big of a deal.
Yeah, I think you're right on. Right on our thoughts. We know the roster's expanded by a couple of players. We managed to play through the season with 26 guys. So minus one, we should be just fine. So we're missing Caleb. There's no doubt about it. He's an important part of our team. He was thrown very well out of the bullpen, but it's our job to make do and hold down the fort until he returns.
Jody?
Hey, Tori, you know, Tyler had that nice outing last Sunday against Seattle, 7 innings. And, you know, obviously you guys didn't win that game, but what did he do well there? And as a young pitcher facing a team back to back, you know, what can he learn from that?
Yeah, we were just talking about a little bit of a game plan and some of the adjustments that he needs to make. And he'll make those necessary adjustments. You're right. He threw 7 quality innings. Unfortunately, we didn't win that baseball game. And, you know, he needs to be situationally aware of some of the things that worked and some of the things that didn't work. But he's been very good for us at making some adjustments and trusting his stuff and going out there and executing at a very high level. But this is a great game. You know, you can't sit still in one spot in one area. You got to keep moving forward. And that's the approach we're going to take.
Back to you, Nick.
I saw you went to, I know it wasn't a save situation, but when Dalkin got the ball there in the ninth, just what do you feel like he's shown you guys since he's come over?
Yeah, well, he hadn't thrown in a while. It was a day for him to get out there and get that opportunity. And we were gonna use him under just about any circumstance because of the length of time down. He has been, you know, everything that we had hoped for. We know that early on in the season, there were some injuries and he never really got into a good space and on a roll. And we're watching that happen right now. What he's shown us is an aggressive fastball on both sides of the plate, swing and miss secondary stuff that he can land, that he can bury. And he's somebody that we count on and we're continuing to get to know him. It's been a short look so far, but it's been a great look.
Daniel.
Tori, I know yesterday we talked about Varsho batting higher in the lineup. Just what did you like about him batting third today against Kikuchi?
Yeah, let's see. I want to see who's on here, right? I just was following the advice of these unbelievable writers that give me this unbelievable advice. So, of course, he's not on here. But yeah, I do. I see him. Hey, Jack. Okay. Look, it's my job to, you know, consider changes and stay ahead of it. And, you know, timing is everything. You know, the mind of a young player works differently than anybody on this call realizes. And I just wanted to be sensitive to where he was going and what he was doing day by day. But it's 1,000 OPS since the All-Star break. I felt like it was the right time.
Any other questions for Tori? Or Nick?
I just saw you have beer in there against the lefty. What's your understanding of how he is against left-handers?
They're all very good quality, solid at-bats. An understanding of the strike zone and is able to get to the pitch he wants to get to. So, look, I want to give him an opportunity. I want to get a look at him. Unfortunately, there was 2 lefties in this series and. And, you know, we're you know, a team that obviously some teams match up against with left-handed pitching. And I just want to see what he could do. I'm real excited about his opportunity.
Do you think he's going to play any first base in LA?
Yeah, that's the target. I want to see. I want to just let him get grounded here, get his at-bats, continue to get more and more comfortable. And, yeah. I'm working on that right now, trying to figure out how to get him in the lineup in LA.
Back to you, Jody.
I know he's only been there a short time, Seth, but just evaluated his baseball IQ, his instincts, you know, all of those things. when he's on the base paths and things like that?
You know what? He's an engaged player. He is, a guy that gets excited by good results. I think he's a great teammate. And I feel like his baseball IQ has been fantastic since I've gotten to know him. I've taken a personal interest in him over the past couple of years, just watching him and having different conversations with him that I do any other young player, because I wanted him to feel comfortable in this new organization and have him understand that our concepts here are a little bit different, very uncommon. But certain things are very important to us, and he's always been very, very eager to listen and learn and apply. And I know that he's been that way with the rest of the coaches over the past year and a half. So I think baseball IQ is fantastic. It's improving, and we're going to get a chance to watch it on display.
Jack?
Do you find yourself rooting at all for the DH to come into effect after the new CBA to kind of make your job a little easier next year?
From a personal standpoint, managing with the pitcher hitting has its challenges. We all know what they are. I've had to take pitchers out of games early to sacrifice to get some offense. And I just enjoy the art of pitching and catching and picking up the baseball and making plays. So, I will say that I want a pitcher to be able to pitch as long as he can. As long as we're not risking injury, I would support the new rule. But I give you guys the same answer, because I believe in Major League Baseball. We'll support whatever they decide to do. But I will say that it would make my job a little bit easier. I wouldn't have to battle these pitchers who think they can all hit like Roger Maris.
All right, Nick.
Torrey, what did you think of Pavin's gamble there to try to tag up on that fly ball last night?
I thought it was a fantastic move, because it changed the timing of the entire day, the pitch sequence to Dalton, who hit a two-run home run. So I'm just a bottom liner.
Had him all along, right?
When the bottom line is good, I'm all in, no matter what. Actually, that's nothing I stand for. That's a total lie. I don't want you guys to take that the wrong way. I believe more in the process than the bottom line. It was a little bit too risky for me. Look, their left fielder made a good baseball play, got behind the baseball, threw a strike to third base, and it was a bang-bang play. But in that situation, on that side of the field, I thought it was a little bit too risky, and something that I would like for him to reconsider the next time.
All right, anything else? All right, see you guys after the game, everyone.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, sorry.